Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Just before we return to our story about the conflict between Abram and Lot, I want to remind you to write to me this week. I'd like to know you listen to Definition, and you can add a prayer request and or tell me about a topic you're interested in me discussing on a future edition of this broadcast. When you write, I will send you this free book by Dr. Charles Stanley, who is someone I respect. His book is Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear. Be sure and include your mailing address in your email or letter. My addresses are coming up in a bit, so write them down. Get your free copy of Finding Peace when you reach out to me this week. And now let's get back into the Bible at Genesis chapter 13. You will hopefully remember, if you've been with us, that we have here an uncle and his nephew, and they're both doing very well financially. The uncle is Abram, and the nephew, really more like an adopted son, is Lot. Last time we read Genesis chapter 13 in verses 6 and 7a. Let me get these back on your mind. At Genesis 13, beginning at verse 6, "And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock." I highlighted that one of the reasons for the conflict between the uncle and the nephew was that there was not enough land for all the livestock they both owned. They're on top of each other. They have no boundary between them. And when we do not have a natural boundary between one another, arguments take place and disagreements break out. And what we get is conflict. This is common in many families. I also want to highlight this. Being wealthy often does not solve conflicts. It creates more conflict. I have given counsel to affluent families where relatives literally hate one another. And the source of their irreconcilable differences is money, real estate holdings, possessions, and an inheritance. The idea that if our family was only wealthier, we would have less conflict is, in my experience, not an opinion with a lot of support among the rich. You may be in such a family. What are you to do about dealing with the conflict created by your wealth? Thus far, we have seen what created the conflict in this family. And the question is, was this resolved? And if so, how was it resolved? We'll find out the answers to these questions beginning tomorrow, so please be back for that. Let me conclude our time together this morning and this evening with this. There are multiple ways to approach arguments in families. Two of the most popular are to ignore the conflict and either hope it just goes away or to learn to live with it. Second, to enter into the conflict in a very combative way, telling off the members of your own flesh and blood, really setting them straight. I've observed both in families. Both approaches are quite destructive. Think of a conflict you might have among your family. How did you? How do you handle it? Put yourself in the place of Abram and Lot. What would you do if you were them? Engage with the Bible this week. Invite God to speak to you through His Word and by His Spirit. This is an especially relevant invitation if you are living through some conflict with those who are related to you. And join me tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.